everybody. I'm back. I'm Karen Hartglass, and you're listening to It's All About Food. Thank you for joining me. And now we're going to get to the tastier side of the program. I'm going to be speaking with Keith Mullen, who has been developing trend-setting products for over 20 years. He's developed unique, crave-worthy consumer packaged goods, including the award-winning Gamer Grub, a snack formulated for video game enthusiasts. And as a serial entrepreneur, his innovative items in the marketplace also include children's toys, electronics, and pet products. Mullen has successfully developed products for the undiscovered, quote, white space within multiple industries. And his most recent brand, Zippy's Veggie Bites, offer a hearty amount of vegetables and whole foods in crunchy salad snacks. Welcome to It's All About Food. Keith, how are you doing today?
Hi, Karen. Well, thank you very much for having me here. Glad to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at my salad bites that you sent me, and I want you to tell me a little bit about them.
Yeah, so which flavors? You've got, I believe, the spinach cranberry veggie bites and also the lemon kale veggie bites.
Yes.
Those are
yes.
our first two flavors that we've developed. We've additionally are just launching at the produce, the PMA, Fresh Summit next week. We have two new flavors. We've got Simply Caesar as well as California Ranch, and both really delicious flavors and incredibly excited about it. So we've been working on the project, or I've been developing Zippy's Veggie Bites for almost 3 years now, kind of figuring out basically getting the taste great, also the kind of the technology behind how you can make Veggie Bites. And, you think of an idea, and it always takes three times as long as you think it will, but it's really kind of persistence to say, okay, personally, I'm not really to compromise on kind of inferior products, and I really want it to be a delicious product that kind of really kind of achieves the original kind of goal intents that I had when I was originally had the idea.
Okay, now what I do with my nonprofit Responsible Eating and Living and on this program is I'm encouraging people to eat more plants because they're good for us and they're good for the planet. I always encourage people to go into the kitchen and learn how to make their own food. But we live in a culture where people go for convenience and people really like their snacks.
Yes.
And most of the snacks out there have no nutritional value and probably do more harm than good, loaded with too much fat, too much salt, too much sugar, too much artificial ingredients. So for whatever reason, for people that like snacking or need a convenient travel food, a camping food or something like that, these veggie bites are very interesting.
Great. Yeah, thank you. We found it's really difficult to make a convenient, shelf-stable, healthy snack taste, great and fantastic, and I'm sure that's what's been challenging for, let's just say, the general, general consumer type of snacks, if you want to, and also cost, let's just say a bag of Doritos or Funyuns, the cost and the markup of those projects or products are so just remarkably different than what we're doing. They're really kind of profit-driven and driven to, keep the cost of the product really low and then sell them for a high profit, and, that's Frito-Lay, and that's what they do. And, driven by shareholders, that's their business model. We approached it really from a different perspective, where we want to make a really high-quality product first and find out how to do that. And, going the cheap route isn't really what we were trying to do. We're trying to deliver a vegetable, plant-based snack item that was, delicious, and deliver that to the general consumer.
Those companies that are making those very popular empty calorie snack foods, they have a lot of money behind them, and they have lobbyists behind them, and they also lobby our government or representatives to pass laws and subsidies that will benefit the foods that go into their products. Do you have lobbyists on your team?
Unfortunately, fortunately, we don't. I don't.
Are you going to be
lobbying for kale?
Lobbying
I wouldn't,
kale and spinach subsidies?
Yeah. I would say, lobbyists that we kind of interact with are really through the Produce Marketing Association or, the general growers in the United States that we work with to, actually get our vegetables. So lobbyists for fresh vegetables and better eating, I would say, are more at the association level rather than, you know, from our perspective. Yes, of course, we're not Frito-Lay nor have the operational budgets of that large company. We thought it would be better just to build a great tasting product that people enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I look forward to the day when healthy foods get a priority from our government and our school systems and from our marketing people so that people are really excited to eat these foods. But this is an interesting step in the right direction. Now, I've tried them both, and let's talk about them a little bit. So when I bite into the lemon kale, it doesn't happen right away, but almost immediately I get a very strong lemony taste, and I imagine that's from the lemon peel, which not only does it have a very strong and intense flavor, but it's full of flavonoids, which are good for us.
Yeah, so what's really, I guess, interesting to go through and develop Zippy's Veggie Bites was that it really kind of has that cascading kind of taste experience where you bite into it originally or your first bite, you get kind of a first kind of flavor punch of some of the kale and some of the spinach. And then as you chew through it, the kind of the lemon notes come up. And then on the back end, you'll notice we added some ginger. And then the ginger kind of brightens it up on the back end. So it's kind of have these three kind of taste experiences as you're chewing through the lemon kale. And then the spinach and cranberry kind of has the same type of, I guess, convoluted, you know, taste profiles. We're really trying to achieve much of the same things that you happily, you know, taste-wise, get to experience when you're having a really good salad. I mean, when you're having a salad, almost each bite is a little bit different, and you get to kind of experience that, for lack of a better term, kind of that symphony of taste, where you're not really kind of zoned into this boring, you know, single, you know, cheesy puff cheese. you get many different components of a salad as you're kind of, you know, snacking on Zippy's.
Right. But I imagine, I don't know how much market research you've done, but I'm still imagining that those who will go for a salty, sweet, oily potato chip or Frito-Lay or something like that, this kind of snack is different for them. And I eat kale every day. I love kale. I love spinach. So when I bit into them, I recognize those flavors, and I'm good with them. But I think people who are kind of new to green foods and are want to go for salty and sugar, how do they respond? Have you done some trials with people like that?
The products, we're just rolling out our product in the marketplace. So we have kind of very limited, I guess, data on kind of how the consumers are kind of reacting as far as, you know, in stores. We've done extensive consumer surveys, you know, developing the product, but, you know, of course, until you get the product in the marketplace, it's, you know, it's your best guess combined with, you know, consumer research. But you take a look at the kale chips. There's many brands on the market that you can choose and consume and snack with that are, you know, just air-dried kale chips that are topically seasoned. You also have seaweed snacks, which are also topically seasoned based on a dry leaf, you know, seaweed base.
I love them. I love those snacks. I never buy them. I love them.
Yeah, they're great, you know, delicious snacks. And the growth in sales and the growth of that category of, you know, leafy green snacks has been growing pretty significantly. Where the difference that Zippy's has over those is that they're using topically seasoned kind of processes to kind of achieve what they're doing, which is a little bit different of our approach, where we're combining, you know, many different vegetables in a cluster format. So they're somewhat limited on their taste profile because you're taking a base kale leaf and oiling it or watering it, drying it, and then, you know, spraying on a seasoning coating would have, you know, I think they've got, you know, ranch and some other, you know, chipotle type of seasonings. But it's a little bit different on how it's put together. But I think
now, when I talk about reading a nutrition label, one of the rules of thumb that I tell people to look out for, because people are concerned that processed foods are too salty, is if you look at the number of calories in a serving, it should be about the same or less for milligrams of sodium. And very often, so if you have a serving that's 100 calories, the sodium should be around 100. And very often in snack food, you see that it's double or triple, you know, incredible amounts of sodium. So I'm looking at your products, and actually for snack food, they're pretty good. The lemon kale with a calorie per serving of 150 calories of sodium is 170, which is pretty much the same, a tad more, but I mean insignificantly. And pretty much the same for the spinach cranberry. So these are not high sodium foods.
Yeah, the versions that you have are, I guess, our latest embodiment of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. From even the versions that you have, we've been improving upon the formulation and really kind of focusing in on those specific things. You know, the calorie content, you know, obviously we've got low sugars, but the sodium content, the 210 in the spinach cranberry. I mean, now that we understand technically of how to do what we're doing, now we can kind of really zero in and start really pushing, I guess, the boundary ranges of what we can do on these specific kind of nutritional fact numbers. And that's, let's just say that the fine sanding on your piece of art after you figure out, okay, here's the shape that we're, you know, here's the shape we're going to make. So there's still a little bit more R&D to do.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's still a little bit more development to kind of keep going with the project to make it better and better.
I like that. Now, mm-hmm. I'm a vegan, and I don't eat any animal foods, no dairy and no meat or fish, anything like that. And when I'm traveling or if I go on a hike or camping, there are only certain kind of foods you can have, and a go-to typical food would be like a gorp with nuts and seeds and raisins. And if I get a little decadent, I might add some non-dairy dark chocolate in it. But when you eat some of that, it's really a heavy food with all those nuts and seeds in it when you're hungry. And I'm thinking this would make a great snack food for being on the trail or camping or traveling. You've got some let's see, I'm looking here. It has some sunflower seeds in it, but it's vegetables and not heavy in the high fat nut or seed. It's peas and soybeans, and it's pretty good.
Yeah, we've got, at least in lemon kale, we've got you know, golden raisins, we've got whole peas, kale, spinach, organic soybeans, almonds, lemon peel. You know, it's kind of our vegetable fruit blend. And then over on the spinach and cranberry, we've got obviously nice quarter cut delicious cranberries. We've got peas, spinach, kale, organic soybeans, almonds, of course the sunflower seeds, which you mentioned, and then some oil, some orange peel as well. So we try to really kind of, again, deliver what you would experience in a salad, kind of that last spoonful at the very bottom of the bowl.
The
you're
goodies.
Like, okay, I've got to get that. Yeah, exactly. And that's really that last bite is always really delicious.
Okay, now I notice your products are not organic, but you do use organic soybeans.
Yes, we have, that's another kind of decision kind of going forward. If we are going to go fully organic, I don't know all the cost. Mm-hmm. I guess implications on that arena right now. We have developed it where we weren't originally thinking about cost and continue to do so. At a certain point, it gets a little cost prohibitive as far as what I guess, you know, consumers would, you know, pay for an organic food. So we're working through what we can do with that. We're definitely, of course, non-GMO on the entire, you know, product line. And either we would start this line as organic or have maybe a sister brand or follow-up products that would be totally organic.
That sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. Well, Keith, thank you for joining me, and thank you for letting me know about your veggie bites, and I've enjoyed trying them. And so where can people find them? Or they're not out yet, they can just go to your website, Go Zippies.
Yeah, the best place to just kind of keep informed of kind of where we'll be distributing our products and selling our products going forward would just be just to sign in at gozippies.com. That's GOZIPPYS.com. And as we kind of build our distribution network and partner with retailers, then we will be broadcasting, you know, where to go and find Zippies, and also we eventually would be selling online as well.
Okay. Well, all the best to you. Thanks for joining me on It's All About Food.
Thank you, Karen, for having me. I enjoyed being here. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Mm-hmm. That was Keith Mullen of Zippy's, and you can find out more at GoZippy's.com.